Next patient is Lou Elmer Jackson, spelled as LUALMERJACKSYN. Case number is 201892. Place is in a select choices. Date is 1-22-13, and evaluation code number is 1401. Evaluator's ID number is 060040. This 43-year-old single unemployed African American female is seen accompanied by the mother, who is also the legal guardian, and is seen because she was started on FANAPT and because of significant problem with buccolingual dyskinesia, for which is considered the gradual decrease and discontinuation of Haldol, and introducing FANAPT to see if that would keep control of the psychotic symptoms but still limit the tardive dyskinesia side effects, as there is information to indicate that it may not cause too much of a problem, and if she can be taken off the psychotropic medications, that certainly would be tried on an ongoing basis, same discussed with the guardian and the patient, and informed of these may be some of the long-term side effects from the medication and may not completely go away, and the goal would be to limit further increase in those side effects, and the guardian seemed to acknowledge understanding of the same. And on mental status examination, she is alert, follows redirection, but continues with periods of agitation, has moderate buccolingual dyskinesia, but no other involuntary movements. Gait is pretty much within the norm for her, and no evidence for any active suicidal thoughts, ideas, plans, or behaviors, and no noted signs of side effects from the medication. And no other signs of side effects or problems. And diagnosis, psychotic disorder not otherwise in a person with severe intellectual impairment. Treatment recommendation, consider further the decrease in Haldol from 5 milligrams to 4 milligrams and given a prescription for 1 milligram for at HS quantity 120. Continue with FANAPT 2 milligrams at HS quantity 30 with no refill. Continue with Klonopin 2 milligrams at HS, all prescription was given for a 30-day supply, and to return to see me in 4 weeks for review of medication and follow-up. Continue with present level of care supervision and encourage compliance.